Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody greater than you, God. Nobody greater. Oh. Nobody greater.
Amen, amen. Nobody greater. First, Yvonne Sagar, who's there about life. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Wednesday, Thursday, and I'm super excited. My sister in Christ, phenomenal pastor. It to be honest, I know I'm saying the last name wrong, but she will correct me when she come on. Just hold on. Get your pen and paper ready to hear a word from God. The scripture for this morning is Philippians 4:19. Excuse me. And my God will meet all of your needs to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. And my God will meet all of your needs according to the riches of his glory in Jesus Christ. Father God, we ask you to come on this line this morning and have your way. Let the woman of God decrease and you increase in her. Let your people understand what she's explaining to them from you. Cover her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Let her babies to give out what she needs to them to hear. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We definitely want to give a shout out to all the countries listening in. Of course, the United States, Mexico, the United Kingdom, Zimbabwe, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa, Russia, Bulgaria, Hong Kong, China, Kenya, Germany, Jamaica, Saudi Arabia. Thank you guys for tuning in Monday through Friday. Know that you have family on this side of the globe that's praying for you. You're not in the fight by yourself. Apostles are over here covering you. You know if you need us, we are here. The number is 563-999-3628. Make sure you press 1 if you need to speak or if you need prayer. Remember, God does not care about what you did last night nor this morning. He wants that one-on-one relationship with just you and him. Trust me. Just try it. Just you and him. You don't have to speak in tongues, know the whole entire Bible. Just spend that time with just you and him. And talk to him like I'm talking right now. And he'll love that intimacy with just you and him. Remember, he would never leave you nor forsake you. He's always right there. Even when you think he's not there, when you done messed up, trust me, he's still right there. He will carry you when you're weak. He will love on you when you're lonely. He will hug on you when you need it. And he'll give you a kiss right on time. Stop focusing on the world and focus on God's word. Remember, you need people that's going to pray for you, P-R-A-Y, not people that will pray on you, P-R-E-Y. It's a difference, people. Nobody is perfect. Not bishops, apostles, pastors, evangelists, ministers. Nobody's perfect. Everybody has been through something. If they tell you they have not, I'm sorry, but they're not telling the truth. Remember, on here, we're going to tell you the truth straight from the hip. Iron sharpens iron, and apostle and I believe and stand on that. We have to be honest with you. And the men and women that come on here is going to tell you the truth and tell you what God told them to tell you. They take their flesh away, and they listen to the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit use them. This is not a game. Your life depends on your worship and your praise to God. You can't live on Granny and Nemo prayers all your life. That's not going to work, sweetheart. You're going to have to know God for yourself. You're going to have that relationship with him for yourself. There's no time to play and ride fence. You see, what's going on now in the world is straight from the Bible. Pick which side you're going to be on. I'm also going to pick Jesus. It's upon you. I can't make you do anything. All we can do is encourage and inspire you to follow Jesus. It's not hard. It may seem like it is, but trust me, it's not hard. It's worth it. Just have a faith size of a mustard seed. Do you know how small that is? That's really almost like a pen dot on a piece of paper. No, it's not going to be easy. Once you surrender your life to Christ, I'm not going to tell you, and nobody that's connected to us will tell you it's going to be easy. But have faith. It's going to be worth it. I say this all the time. From Genesis to Revelations, nowhere near either it says it's going to be easy. If it is, please tell me because I didn't see it. And I know the pastors, bishops, and apostles and ministers that I know haven't seen it neither. But it's going to work it. Remember, he took everything from Job. Everything. On top of taking everything, he had boils. And he still stood on the word of God. Even when his wife criticized him and his friends was just puzzled while he was still worshiping God. But he was blessed tremendously at the end. Don't fold, people of God. Keep holding on. Keep holding on to God's word, and trust me, it will get better day by day. That's why you connect yourself with like-minded people that want to spread his word. That's not worried about a title. We worry about a title on here. A title is not going to get you in heaven. Your serving will get you there. Just like myself and my husband, I know y'all want to hear a good job. We're one of my faithful servants. Who doesn't? You don't want to get to heaven and God said, depart from me. I don't know you. Now is the time to get the Bible, fall on your face, and talk to him and say, here I am, Lord. I said, in need of prayer. I completely surrender to you. Use me the way you want me. You want to use me, not the way I want to use you. Don't be like the people that swear at the title, always the title, always the title. It's about them. It's about them. No, 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 no. It's about glorifying God. Remember, we all have past. We've all did things. We've all been places that we shouldn't have. That's okay. Your testimony can save someone's life. You need to understand your testimony needs to be heard. I shared mine this morning. That needed to be heard for a broken woman that know that she could still make it. The testimony of a broken man needs to be heard from so other broken men know they can still make it. So I ask you to stand on God's word. Talk to him. Try him. My God, once you try him, you understand why. He died on the cross of Calvary for you and I. He shed his blood for you and I. He already knows what you're going to do before you even do it. But remember, the devil is crafty. He knows, too, what you're capable of. That's why the fight for your life is so strong. If you have children, their life depends on you. You can't be a generation breaker and be scared. You can't be a generation breaker and then go in and pray and get on your knees. Your knees got to be dirty. Don't be afraid to get on your dirty. If you're afraid to serve, then yeah, you have a problem. But once you talk to him and ask God to guide you, I guarantee you'll see clear then. Stop looking through your physical eyes. Look through your spiritual eyes, because warfare is real. Well, I'm not going to prolong the time. I just want to share that little nugget with you guys. Pastor Sonia, you all there?
Yes, ma'am. Glory.
Good morning, woman of God. The floor is yours. I'm going to go on mute so you can hear me screaming because I know you're going to act up. So,
God be the glory.
I thank you for accepting, and the floor is yours, woman of God.
To God be the glory. Good morning. My God, today that God has allowed us another day. Bless you greatly, Apostle, hallelujah, and Pastor Douglas, in the name of Jesus. Every platform that God has presented, I take it, and that I'm very humbled to know that there is a word in the name of Jesus, and I pray that you all grab hold to the rain and the snow. I guess you say, what is it about rain and snow this morning? But if you live in H-Town, you never know how things might present itself. And so I thank God that the heaven is now open in the name of Jesus, that the word of God shall go forth in the name of Jesus to come before the throne of grace. Thank you, Father God. Pastor Douglas, as you were speaking, as I was listening, I said, my God, today, we always say, oh, the word is deep, is deep, is deep. But I heard the Spirit of God saying, get in your word and go deep and study. We always try to take God's word and twist it and turn it, my God. But to present the word of God that people are delivered or set free or healed, hallelujah, is the assignment today. And in Isaiah 54 and 10 through 11, what does the word say? What is Isaiah saying, my God, today? And so it reads, Isaiah 54, 10 through 11. As the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. How? What is it about this rain and the snow that cometh down? I'm glad you asked that because I was pondering during my time of study. And so the word void means to empty. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. See, when you are full, and as a woman to give birth, that I have been full at that moment of packing a child. But when you empty out, you are now birthing, hallelujah, the blessing that's passing through. You need to empty out what God has given you. A lot of times we can become so full and so fat, and we consume the word and we say that it's deep and what we have can't nobody else understand. But God is saying that we need to empty out. Ha, yay, God, today, void. What is it about void? Pour out. Release. Give back in the name of Jesus. As the rain cometh down, I'm so grateful to know that God's word has purpose. I'm so grateful to know today, hallelujah, that it's something about the rain and the snow. I'm so grateful to know and understand about the cycle of this water process. When we look at the precipitation that comes from the earth, because the God that we serve is still living. Hallelujah. The God that we serve, things are still in movement and in motion. Precipitation, it comes. Work with me. Hold on right now for a moment and see this for a moment. Precipitation comes from the earth. It drains to the land. We're talking about this emptying out today, this morning, rain and snow. It drains into the land. And when it drains into the land, it produces great benefit in the growth, in the growth of crops, the refreshment of souls, and sustaining life. Yes, all of this and more. Rain and snow, it come from above and do not return back without accomplishing the purpose. I thank God to know that he is a God of purpose. And whenever you empty out, hallelujah, whenever you release in the name of Jesus, there is a peace that takes place. When you consume God's word and you activate God's word with your faith, hallelujah, restoration takes place. I can tell you about restoration because the God that I serve, hallelujah, restored my family. Just talking about restoration. And when you empty out, the word tells us, hallelujah, there is peace. We look for peace in people. We look for peace in places. We look for peace in vacationing. We're looking for peace in all the wrong places. God said, get in my
word. God said, receive my word. This rain and this snow symbolically is here for a purpose. My God, that the wisdom that you receive, hallelujah, the joy that you receive, I'm talking about when you consume the word of God and you walk in the word of God and you're living the word of God, there is hope for the hopeless. I thank you, Father God. There is life more abundantly. God said in his word, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void. Remember, void means to empty out. Well, in a day and in a time where people seem to have committed suicide, but yet you're still walking and standing. We're in a day and a time where people just have turned away from the word. They don't even know what to seek because there's so much going on. So many things that we see at one time you would have never seen. But I'm telling you, according to the word here in Isaiah 15:10, grab hold to God's word, because the God we serve, hallelujah, is the God that does not change not. God compares his word to the rain and the snow. Why? Why is that? Like the precipitation, God's word always fulfills his good purpose. God loves each and every one of us. That person that's somewhere, my God, today on the verge of suicide, suicidal thoughts. But today, God's word for you says, be delivered and set free. Be healed. God's word today for you, the single mother, my God, today. God said, I have you. I got you covered. God's word today for that person that's dealing with a mate that has walked out. God's word today said, I have you. I'm holding you. I'm embracing you. The word of God is still alive. The word of God fulfills his good purpose. His purpose. There is purpose for each and every one of us. So when you see the rain and the snow, don't miss the moment. Don't just turn away. Know that God is alive, that God is speaking to each and every one of us, that we are to be encouraged and abide in his word. Get into the word of God, allowing the word to absorb in our lives. Absorb in our lives today, soaking it up as the ground soaks up the rain and the snow. The rain and the snow. The truth will not return as our hearts are changed. Whatever your heart condition is today, if you're dealing with resentment, bitterness, loneliness, that you've been misunderstood, know that the word of God can change your heart today. God's word, hallelujah, is the light guiding us in the dark for the world that we're living in. There seems to be pockets of darkness to take our mind away. Grab hold today. God's word will accomplish what he desires, teaching us, correcting us, training us, leading us to him. There is a purpose for each and every one of us being here. We're not just here to consume the world. The world is passing. The things in the world are passing away. But I invite you today to grab hold to God's word today. Hallelujah. The living word of God that God is revealing our sins, and to know that we need to repent, that we need to turn. We know what we have done. Wherever you might be, whatever moment you might be in, I don't know what you may have done last night, you might be thinking about doing, but the word of God is profitable to the end. When God tells us that his word shall not return unto him void, he means it. He's not a God that can lie. God is sovereign. The promise is that God's word will accomplish what he wants it to. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Changing someone's mind and the person's mind that needs to be changed. Have a made-up mind today. Have a made-up mind that you empty out today. Tell God your troubles, your hurt, your pain, your shame. Today, hallelujah. This moment, today, hallelujah, as the rain and the snow and the precipitation is in movement, today, hallelujah, that we offer you the word of God that change not. Hallelujah. God said, my word shall not return to me void. Are you speaking God's word? Are you praying God's word? Are you pressing in on God's word today? Have you totally surrendered today in the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. God's word will not return void. It is too powerful. Hallelujah. The light of God, allow the light of God to shine through each and every one of you all today because of the word of God. Peace, hallelujah, upon you in the name of Jesus. Peace be sealed in the name of Jesus. God's word and the will, hallelujah. I pray today that each and every one of you all shall prosper, that you succeed, and that you know, according to God's word, that you are an overcomer in the name of Jesus, the word of God. Father, we thank you that today is a day of fulfillment. Today is a day, the cycle of love. I hear you, God. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God. And so today, we pray and believe according to the scripture, Isaiah 55:10-11. Grab hold to God's word. Like the rain and the snow, God's word brings forth life and produce good fruit in our lives. Through God's word, we know God loves each and every one of us. I don't care what you heard. I don't care what you're thinking. I don't care what you believe. God loves each and every one of us. He's given us opportunity after opportunity to get it right. And know that Jesus died for each and every one of us, that we learn how to live in light of those truths of the word of God. Be encouraged, people of God. God's word, empty out today. It shall not return unto him void. In Jesus' name,
I thank you, Lord God, this day for obedience, operating in your word, that you're glorified, and believe and know, Father God, that your people have heard from you in the name of Jesus by way of Holy Spirit, God. And Father, we know and believe that Satan has been rendered helpless and hopeless, bound and chained today. I just thank you, God, and believe and know that there shall be no backlash and no transfer of spirits, no retaliation upon your people. And if there be one today, Father God, which I believe that they hear right now, they saying, how can I, what can I do to be saved, to have a closer walk, that I want to be in right standing with God, relationship. I pray that you repeat after me by the word of God. Father God, come into my life. Father, I repent of my sins for all the things. Father God, forgive me. Come into my life, God. Forgive me in the name of Jesus. And if you want to confess what you've done, so be it. Empty out today. Father God, deliver me right now in Jesus' name. I want to be right. I want to be saved. I want to walk with you, God. I want to study your word in Jesus' name. I want to live for you, Father God. So, Father God, I confess right now with my mouth, and I believe in my heart. I believe that you are the Son of God in the name of Jesus. Father God, change me from the inside out. Allow me to receive your word in the name of Jesus, to understand your word right now, Father God, by the power of God. This is my prayer in Jesus' name, that I'm saved, hallelujah, that I've confessed with my mouth, that I'm set apart in Jesus' name, amen, hallelujah. Bless you today, Pastor Douglas. That's the word that God has given.
Amen. Amen. What a word. God is alive and speaking to all of us. Oh, just you literally said half of the stuff I said this morning. Came back with confirmation. And that's, you know, that's nothing but the Lord. We're going to pray for you before you hang up. After we pray for you, I want you to let the people know how they can contact you. How can they purchase your book, where you're located. We're going to pray real quick.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, woman.
Good morning, Apostle.
God bless you. God bless you. Fantastic word on this morning. I usually don't sneak in and listen in, but I snuck in tonight, this morning, and kind of got a little peek this morning into the women's day Thursday, and I am truly blessed by what you shared on this morning. Let us go ahead on and pray for you. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for the vessel of honor that you have set among us on today. Father, we are gloried. Your glory, God, fell into the room, God. God, it set the captive free. God, it made those that were lost, God, find their way back to you. Father, you put a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their pathway. Father, we thank you for opening up doors, God, and loosing shackles, God, through the word that was spoke on this morning. God, we thank you for this vessel, God, God of warfare, God, that you have set among us, oh God. God, we pray today,
yes, God.
God, that she has poured out into the people. Father, we pray that you will restore that back unto her. God, give back to her what she has given, God. God, that she could take that, God, and give it back to those that come in contact with her again. Father, we pray that everything that she has in need of, every place that her hands touch, God, prosper. God, everything that she desires in our heart, God, God, shall be made whole. God, everything that she desires, God, that to bring ministry to flourishing, God, God, it shall come to pass. God, I thank you in advance, God, for all things being made male. God, we thank you for all the naysayers and all the negativity, God, that the enemy has tried to camp around the woman of God. God, we thank you for silencing their voices right now, causing, God, their lips to, God, to close, God. God, we thank you for putting a gag order in their life right now. God, that when they begin to even think about speaking over the woman of God, something negative, God, that word shall fall to the ground. God, we thank you for nothing prospering against her, God. God, that you have not ordained it, set into the atmosphere and set into motion in her life. God, we thank you for every weather her foot tread, God. She is the conqueror, not just a conqueror, but more than a conqueror, oh God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for everything, God, that she has placed her hand to, God. God, and everything that she has desired, God, to come into her life, God.
Jesus.
God, that is a positive place, God. We thank you in advance for doing it right now. God, we glorify you, God. We magnify you. Father, we lift you up because we understand, God, that in this type of ministry, mind, God, in the deliverance ministry that she's in, God, the enemy is going to come at her and on every side. But, Lord, we thank you for dispatching your angels, God. God, not just in the spirit realm, but, God, in the natural realm, God. God, that mind, God, the warriors of prayer, God, that she has a sign, God, God, for her life right now. Father, I thank you right now, God, for putting them, God, in strategic places. God, that they begin to call on her, call her name up before you. Lift her name up before you, God. God, that she is lifted up, God. God, that you would draw, God. God, that what she needs. The strength, the power, Lord God. God, as you lift up her, your name, Lord. Lord, you will draw all men unto yourself. Lord, we thank you for covering the man of God. We thank you for covering the man of God that's that's attached to her life right now. God, we thank you for strengthening him, God. Hey, God, thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for making, right in that area right there, God. You do that right there. God, you come on, God. You do that right there. God, the thing that's unspoken in the spirit, Lord, have mercy. God, fix it right now, God. Do it, God, on your honor, God. God, do it on your word, God. Do it on your mind. Do it on your promise, God. Because you promised some things, God. God, you said some things would come to pass. You said some things were going to come together. God, you said that you were going to do it. So we're believing right now, God. God, for it being done. Hey, God, you said you were going to do it. God, you said you were going to do it. So we trust you. We trust you in this. God, we trust you in this. For it is in this that you said you were going to do it. It is in this, my God, you said you were going to make it come to pass. It's in this, God. It's in this, God, that we believe the report of the Lord. And the report of the Lord says all things are well. And we glorify you and magnify your wonderful name, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. God is good.
Amen, amen. Let the people know how they can contact you if they want to hear your word, if they want to visit a church, or if they want to purchase your book. Let them know how they can contact you.
To God be the glory. My God, today. I didn't know we was having a revival, but I'm grateful today. Go ahead on, Apostle. My God. I had to hold myself back. But I thank God for this moment so much. We are Pastors Michael and Tanya Echols with King of Glory Overflow Ministry, where we believe that you need to be the overflow. We're located in Houston, Texas, none other than the great H-Town. And we are located at 125 Air Tech Drive off of 45. Thank God that we're going back, going out, hallelujah, at the Holiday Inn Express. And that's 125 Air Tech Drive off of 45, right there in the hotel. Such an anointed place. And we can be reached via social media, Tanya, T-O-N-J-A, Echoes, E-C-K-L-E-S. And we can be inboxed and, social media, emailed, or what have you. But, yes, we are located, and we're grateful. And as far as our book, the book is called Resilience to Live, a book that will never die. And Resilience to Live is a moment in time that I pen
according to the Spirit of God that I poured out. So you got to empty out, people of God. I had to empty me out, all that was stored up in me that caused me to be bitter, to hold back and not be free. See, I had to empty out. And so in the book, you can inbox me. It's called Resilience to Live. And I'm telling you a transparent story that I lived. But by the grace of God, I am the woman of resilience in the name of Jesus. And resilience means to bounce back from tragedy, from setback. So King of Glory, Overflow Ministries, in Jesus' name, amen. We can be reached.
Amen, amen. Are you on Amazon? Pastor Echols, are you on Amazon as well?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. It sure is. Amazon, yes, ma'am. And even okay. If I'm reached directly, I always like to sign my books and God to give me a scripture, and I personally mail those books back.
Okay. Definitely going to have to, I'm gonna have to call you. You might get one of those books for myself I'm definitely interested in reading it. Again, thank you so very much for coming
yes,
on and what thus saith the Lord. It's not about us. It's all about him. And thank you for coming on and saying just taking yourself out the equation and putting God in it. May God bless
Amen.
You tremendously for saying yes. You have a wonderful,
thank you.
Wonderful
I love you all.
Day.
Thank
love
you,
love you
Apostle,
more.
Okay? God, Amen.
You heard
her? Bless you.
Apostle, love you. You heard
Apostle,
it? You heard it?
Mighty man of God, thank you so much for the prayer.
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You know, there are leaps and bounds that you have overcame, and I just listening to your voice, you shared a piece of your testimony, but what people don't realize, the very thing that was attempting to kill you was the very thing that pushed your ministry. That's the reason why you are so effective in God. It's because the very thing that tried to kill you was the very thing that God said, I'm going to use this so she can draw on men.
Yeah, God.
Yeah. He said, I'm going to use that to draw on men. There is a paradigm shift that's connected to you right now. I don't know, have y'all been looking for a building? Because I see a building. I see the building. I see this building, and this building, the building you're looking at, you're saying, Lord, this is more building than what we could, that these people think that we can afford. But I know the God that I serve is we're going to be able, because in your ministry, there are so many things that's built inside of it. And God said, we can't produce it from here. We're going to have to take it outside this here. Because watch this here, it's growing. It's growing. Mm-hmm. It seems as if every Sunday you got a new somebody up in there.
Uh-huh.
Because your word, because the word you preach is a real word. Your word, the word that you and pastors preaching, this word right here is a word of shift. It's a word of change. Mm-hmm. And it's touching people. It's getting people to the point to where they're saying, you know what, this ain't ordinary church over here. I'm seeing that this ain't ordinary church. And God is saying, because you're not preaching like the traditional church, but you're preaching that you got to be saved, you got to be set free, but I know you're going through something. We're going to help you with this. We're going to help you go through it, but you're going to have to get in your presence of God. You're going to have to get in the presence of God. You're going to have to get in your word, and you're going to have to show up, and you're going to have to do what you got to do. It's going to take work on your part, and y'all don't take no excuses. Come on. I don't know who you got connected with you, but I hear you always tell them, you ain't got no excuse. If I can go through it and get through it, you can get through it too.
Yeah, God.
God says this is your shifting. He said, this is your shifting. He said it's been certain times when you felt the ground shake up under your feet. God says that was my sign to let you know it's time to move. God said that's your time. That's my signal to you that it's time for you to move. It's time for you to shift. It's time for you to pack up your bag and move to Beverly. That's what I hear. God says it's time for you to make the shift. It's time for you to make the shift. He said, don't worry about the finances part. Don't worry. He said that by faith. By faith. He said, move in this thing by faith. And the thing about it is, the crazy thing about it is y'all faith is stupid faith.
Yeah.
You teach your people stupid faith. If you're going to believe God, believe God. If you're going to believe the world, believe the world. But I just choose to believe God. If you follow like I'm following God, you're going to see the residuals that I'm seeing right now.
You own it. Hey, God. That's
so
it.
So God
told
me
to
let you know this morning. He said to tell you this morning, woman of God. Y'all go get on. Make the shift.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all ain't looking for God. Hold on.
He already seen it.
That's the crazy part. You see where you want to go. You see the building where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
You already see it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
All right, I know. Okay, all right. God said, go get your stuff. God said, go. He said, go get your stuff. The woman of God told me, he said, not many days.
That's right.
He said, go ahead on and walk into it. He said, he said, this is the day that the Lord has made.
Rejoice in it.
He said, because this has been a long time coming for y'all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Y'all have been with people thinking that they all win with you. And fickle people do fickle stuff. So, you know, I'm just,
mm-hmm.
you.
He told me to tell you like this. You've been around a lot of people that's all barking, no bite.
Exactly what I just heard.
All bark, no bite. In not many days, oh my God. In many days. And trust me, the Apostle and I will be there praising God right along with y'all. Let us know.
Thank you.
Because we're going to call y'all to get our keys to come praise the house down as well.
Bless God.
Like-minded
people. Hallelujah.
Iron,
yeah, God.
Sharpens
thank
iron.
You. Sharpens iron.
Sharpens iron. And we stand on that. Again, we're not going to hold you up. You know, we cut up sometime, but, you know.
Oh, God.
Sorry, but not sorry. We're going to always deliver his word. Just
hallelujah.
Keep faith, not how
thank
we can solve it. We're going to go to a commercial break. Hold on for a second, and we'll be right back.
I am his own.
Praise God. Praise God. What a wonderful and blessed field this morning. Remember, the Overcomer Scriptures 1:10-9 says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's all God wants is yes. We say this all the time. You don't have to in tongues, know the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. You don't have to know it. You surrender your life to him. Tell him yes, and he will take care of the rest. Remember, there are three keys you need to remember. First, get your Bible, King James or NIV, find your church home. If you go in to visit one, please mask up and be safe still, because the coronavirus is still out there. You're definitely welcome to join us on our house on Sundays at 10:15. Sorry, 10:30. And three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is not only teaching the word, but they are living the word. This is very critical since you surrender your life to Christ. Again, no, it's not going to be easy, but it's going to be worth it. You have to make a step for yourself. People can pray for you, speak into your life, but you have to want it for yourself. If you want to sow, you also can sow at $WGC2020. You also can go to Zelle 832-816-7997. Or you can go to PayPal me at Worldwide Gospel GC. We also still have the blessed all. If you need it, let us know. You can message us on Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook, or you can text us. Either way is fine, as long as you get in the word and study the word and understand that God is with you always, not some of the time, but all of the time. You have to know that for yourself. Again, it's not easy. But trust me, it will get better. You can reach us at 832-519-7946. 832-519-7646. I'm sorry. 832-519-7646. Remember, iron sharpens iron. We are here to encourage and inspire you. We don't care about what you did last night nor this morning. That's not our concern. I'll try to help you get closer to God. You can, again, you can't continue to live on me mamas and big mama prayers. You have to stand on your own two feet. Man up or woman up. You're a royal priesthood. Your father is a king. You are beautiful and wonderfully made. Don't you ever forget that. In spite of what you see, know that God loves you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He's right there with you always. Even when you think he's gone, he's still there. He loves you. Don't you understand that? If you don't know that, let me tell you. God loves you. Yes, you. You're his child. He loved you when he formed you in your mother's womb. Your lifestyle, what you went through, was for a reason. We don't know the totality of why you have to go through all of that, but we know it was for a reason. And know that God already had your life written out. It's upon how you're going to deal with it. It's how you're going to walk this walk with God. Are you going to fold? Are you going to keep holding on? Are you going to continue to trust him and know that he's the Alpha and Omega for real? Not just hear about it because you've been in all your life, or you grew up in church like we did. We grew up in church, so we heard the word, but we have to learn it for ourselves. Then that's when we realize who we was in Christ. Again, it's not about the titles. Be yourself. I'm just Kashima. As the song says, standing in need of prayer, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save your life. Continue to trust in him and understand that he is with you. You guys have a blessed, phenomenal day. and talk to you soon.